Talk Shoes.
Recorded live.
Good morning or afternoon, wherever you happen to be. It is Saturday, May 26th, and this is PHPBB Weekly, episode number 17, recorded right here live on TalkShoe. And I am your host, Douglas Bell, known as in the chat room as Webmaster87, and Fountain of Apples on the PHPBB.com forums. And this is the show where every week, or supposedly every week, we talk about just about PHPBB, the bulletin board software, which you can download, as I said, phpbb.com. Although this is actually the first episode that we have had in a month. The last episode was, that's right, April 28th was the last episode. That was a grand old 4 weeks ago. And I do apologize for the long time that it's been, as I had between a convention I had to go to and a workshop I had to deliver, and just a lot of homework to work on, which consumed all my free time. I was unable to produce the episodes for the last few weeks. So this episode of PHPBB Weekly, maybe more like PHPBB Monthly, is going to be covering pretty much all of the news and stuff that took place throughout the month of May, because it has been a very big month for PHPBB this month, and as you have probably seen, and we are going to go through it in depth today. I do need to mention, as always, that PHPBB Weekly is not affiliated with PHPBB.com or the PHPBB.com teams. I used to be a member of the teams, but I'm not anymore for various reasons. It has nothing to do with anything, really. But I do want to mention that this is me doing my own thing. It is not an official podcast. It's not official support. This is unofficial, but it's still a lot of fun. And it really is very informative, and a lot of people have told me so let's start that. So if you'd like to join in, this is an interactive podcast. It is live, and although talking about news and things and tutorials and things like that are one of the main points of the podcast, the other main point is also to be able to discuss with you, the listeners, and also offer support, offer discussion about PHPBB on here. That's the whole point of the show. So I'd love to have you join in. If you are a registered user of TalkShoe, you can just download TalkShoe Live and come into the chat room, and you can just use the chat room to ask questions or comment while I talk, and I will be able to read it and respond. Or even better, if you are able to, you can call in on the phone, or if you have a shoe phone, you can do that, or on IP, and you can see the information in the upper right of TalkShoe Live under the telephone tab. The number is 724-444-7444, and your podcast ID number is 12418, and you can see your PIN number up there under the telephone tab in the upper right. That is set by you. It is not set by me. And if you're listening live on the website, please feel free to come into TalkShoe Live. It's good to know to have people join in on the chat room, because I can't actually tell if you're listening live on the website or not. I do not have that information. Okay, enough about the sales pitch about joining in the show. Let's just start getting into it. And again, we're talking about the month of May in news on phpbb.com since our last episode. Our last episode was April 28th, and the first piece of news to talk about came out on April 29th, which is the day after the episode. And I'm starting to think they have started to have kind of a reputation of having big announcements recently on Saturday nights or Sunday mornings, and I wonder sometimes if it's because they don't want me to talk about it on the show. I'm kidding. I don't know. It's probably just a pure coincidence, but I have no idea. But I'm not going to press a grudge on them quite yet. I'll probably press a grudge on them later on the episode. But April 29th, SHS announced that mods and styles downloads are back. That is correct. The long-awaited mod database and styles database, it is back up. So if you don't want to go through the forums under the mod database releases and the styles database releases to find your stuff, you can now go on to the new mod and styles database. You can get to it from the customize tab on there. You can choose, click on customize in the upper area of the header and choose modifications or choose styles. Now, I'm a mods kind of guy. I used to be on the mod team, so I'm going to choose modifications, and then you can go to the mods database. And so it is a fairly new database. It's not the same one we saw earlier before, which some people may find an improvement, or some people may find a not so much of an improvement. Some people may continue to just use the mod database forum just to search through there. And so I'm going to sort of go over it as a review. First of all, I should mention that, as it just said, that you're still waiting to be to implement submitting mods to the database. He said at the time it would be available in a week or so, as soon as possible. It's been a month now, and we are still waiting for the ability to submit mods here. So all you mod authors are going to have to wait yet a little longer. It has been about 2.5 months now that mod authors have had to wait to submit their modifications to the database because the database originally went down when this website went down 2.5 months ago. So the new website came up. They were still waiting for the mod database, and they are still waiting to submit their mods. So luckily, I'm not doing any mods right now, but I can imagine that these mod authors must be getting kind of anxious and antsy to get their mods submitted so they can be checked. And I bet you the mod team is probably getting ready to have to validate really quickly a whole bunch of mods being submitted. Maybe they're just on holiday right now, mod team, not having to validate any mods. I have no idea. I'm not on there anymore. But, yes, yeah, so if you're a mod author, you're going to have to hold up. But right now, all the mods that were in the database as of March 10th are there now. And I would assume that if any mods that were submitted before the March 10th cutoff is probably still in the queue and maybe have already been validated. We're talking about the mod database, and the style database is fairly similar, quite frankly. There are not very many differences at all. It's the same database package, so I'm going to talk about mods because, like I said, I like mods, but we'll talk about styles. But first thing to see on there will be recently validated mods. Now, that's so it claims, mods that were recently validated by the mods team. But my personal question is how does that work, first of all? Because a lot of these mods are mods that I think have not been updated in quite a little while. And one of the reasons I say that is because one of my mods, ACP User Registration, is there. And it was last updated. I don't know how long ago it was last updated, but it would have been last updated quite a while ago, October 15th. Yeah. So recently validated mods, but one of my mods that was last updated on October 15th is there, and some of the ones that haven't been updated in longer, like XOR's cache mod is there, and that was last updated, let's find out when it was last updated, November 26th of 2005. And I was on the team at that time, and I know that there's been a bunch of mods that have been updated more recently validated than that. So it says recently validated mods, and I really don't think they are recently validated mods, but I don't know what they're using to determine those 10 mods that are showing up on the front, or if they're just randomly selecting them by themselves, in which case I'm glad they promoted mine, or if maybe they're the most popular mods. They're definitely not the most recently validated mods. So I want to dispel that myth right there. So I don't know what that's there for. If it's kind of like a promotion thing, I don't know, and I'm not going to, and actually I don't really have any idea, so I shouldn't be speculating too much. It's not recently validated mods. But if you can't find your mods there, then you can filter a lot further down on the right side, and it says modifications database. So what this is that now, in the last version of the mods database, they gave you categories to select mods from, and then they just show you all the mods in that category. And that is now one of the options. In fact, if you click on category down there, then you will immediately see the classic categories, add-ons, cosmetic, vid tools, syndication, DB code, security, communications, profile, and tools. And if you can select one of those, then you will see a big long list of the modifications in that category. And now they're paginated. So now it's a more of a concise view. So you see the title, you'll still see a short version of the description and the who wrote it, how many downloads, what the rating is. And it's paginated, so you can see now there's 6 pages instead of a big, fat, long list of stuff. But what you can see now is there's also other categories which you can select to narrow it down in other ways, like PHPBB version. You can choose 2.0.x or 3.0.x. Most popular, you can pick the most popular mods by downloads or by rating, in which I don't think many things have been rated yet. And, yeah. And so as you can see, there's the most popular mods, and I'm not in there. Oh, well. You can choose it by author. So if you know there's a certain author you like, you can pick an author's name and then click view their modifications. And then you can see all the modifications that that author has made. One of the ones I think is kind of weird, installation time, where you can say what installation time you want the mods to be, and then you can see lists of mods that have that length of installation time. And I don't. First of all, I don't know why anyone really want to do it like that. And second of all, I noticed that it doesn't seem to work, because any installation time you pick, it'll say there's no modifications matching the description. So first of all, I don't see the point of it, and second of all, it obviously doesn't work. So there's obviously some bugs, and maybe I'll report that to the bug tracker after I'm done with the episode here. Complexity, I still don't quite get this. You can choose SQL schema changes, data changes, template changes, language changes, file edits. I don't quite get what the point of that is, and none of those work either. And that's essentially most of what the modifications database is. My big beef is I think if you have the ability to sort all the mods through these various methods, shouldn't you be able to filter mods in more than just the one way? For example, if you pick PHPBB version and you select 2.0.x, you're going to get a huge list of everything in the database, which is 2.0.x, 14 pages worth of mods. Shouldn't there be a way to filter it down further? I mean, right now, this is all the mods in the database, because there are no 3.0.x mods yet. But in the future, when there are mods for 3.0.x and 2.0.x, wouldn't it be great to say, yes, I want mods in this category, which take this long to install, which are only in this PHPBB version? And I think that would be a much better feature to be able to, filter by multiple queries, not just the single category that you pick on the right side. And so it seems a little babyish to me, quite frankly. And there's a My Mods panel. So if you have submitted your own modifications, you can see a list of your mods. And I don't quite get the organization of this page. So first of all, you will see a list of all your mods. The background is kind of light, and it's hard to see the header title, so maybe that can be fixed. You can see all the mods you've made, which includes the version that you have and when it was last submitted. So I can see that I have not submitted my mods in quite a long time. Then they got these 4 icons. So there's overview, which was supposedly lets you see the overview of your mods. Fairly simple, so you can quickly get there. You can see how many times they've been downloaded and the size. Manage, which has the scissors button, that'll take you to an error page, which will say that the module is not accessible, and so that obviously needs to be fixed, or maybe it's just for an administrator, which the button should need to be there. I don't know. History lets you see supposedly sort of a history of your mod, which obviously doesn't seem to work very well, because I'm not seeing very much history at all. And discuss, which takes you to a page you can just add like some kind of comment, and I don't know what that comment is supposed to do. So clearly, in my review of the new mods database, I think it is kind of premature still. I think it needs a lot more work. It needs some clarification at the very least. And I really actually prefer the old mod database a bit better than this mod database. And I think if I want to search for mods, I'm going to continue using the mods forums. Now, some people may still like the mod database better, but I think it's kind of babyish, and I think it really needs to get some kind of improvements implemented fairly soon. And of course, get the submit, reallow submitting mods and styles to the databases, and that's when people are going to start coming back and populating these things, because they can't submit their mods yet. Come on, please get a hang of it. It's been 2.5 months. Moving on. So that was April 29th, and then a few days later, I was gone. I was in Sacramento at the time, so I didn't find out about this till the end of the following weekend. SHS made a kind of weird post, which was kind of confusing from the title. It said, PHPBB is dead. Long live PHPBB. So it's kind of confusing. First it says it's dead, then it says long live in the same subject title. What does this mean? And he made a global announcement, so it's posted everywhere. What the heck does it mean? Well, you read the post, and here's what it says as soon as my internet gets it up here. In a not entirely unexpected email to the team, James the Thin Atkinson has, after a number of years of inactivity behind the scenes due to personal circumstance, has formally resigned as of the 30th of April, 2007. So what does this mean? Well, James the Thin Atkinson, if you got a little bit of a PHPBB history lesson, he's the one that created PHPBB back in the year 2000, June 17th, I believe, was the date of PHPBB coming out. And he's the one that started the project. He's the one that submitted to SourceForge. And he's the one that was able to recruit the first developers and the first team members, many of which are now long gone. People running the teams now are really fairly new bunch of folks. There aren't very many team members here now that were there from the beginning. But he was the one that got it started. He was the one that got the project going. And as of recently, he was the one who, if you advertised on phpbb.com, one of the little banner ads or the little advertisements at the very bottom or those helpful links sections you can see on the homepage, they would send their money to him. But he's the one that was in charge of all that as the project manager. And most recently, Jonathan Stanley, a.k.a. SHS, was the co-project manager after being the moderator team leader, I think. Getting my history down somewhere. Anyway, he was inactive on phpbb.com for quite a few years now. When I was on the team, he didn't show up very often, but he did poke in every now and then. But yeah, he was not very active, and really it was the other team leaders who were running PHPBB behind the scenes and making the big decisions. And so now he has formally resigned because he's been very busy in his personal life. And so it's pretty much what is actually changing. Not much. Mostly what's the big deal is the advertising system. If you take advertising on phpbb.com, you are now sending your advertising to invoicing at phpbb.com instead of advertising at phpbb.com. And that you are now contracting with phpbb and not James the Thin Atkinson. For everyone else, not much of a big difference. The rest of the team is still there. They're still working the same way they have before. The team leaders are still the ones making the decisions. PHPBB3 is still on its way. And so about all the significance there is that one of the former leaders of the project is resigning and is now being taken up officially anew by the other team leaders. And they are doing a great job, as always. So this is, and so the post saying PHPBB is dead is kind of inaccurate. It is not dead at all, and it will long live. And we do want to thank James for getting this project started, and we do want to remember him and thank him for all that he has done for the project. Moving right along, 2 days later, May 4th, Acid Burn felt compelled, I guess, after seeing PHPBB is dead, you could start to see people think, oh no, PHPBB is dead, it's not going to happen anymore. No, it's still happening, come on. So Acidburn put up a small status update on Friday, May 4th for PHPBB3, saying that, yes, the next release will be RC1. There is not going to be a sixth beta, we promise. It's going to be RC1. The bugs that I say review later are intended to be reviewed after RC1 is out, etc. And also a little brief update on what is going to happen when RC1 is out. But we don't need to cover that too much because then May 20th, this past Sunday, it was formally announced. Sunday again, another Sunday announcement, right after PHPBB Weekly would have been aired, that PHPBB3 Release Candidate 1 has been officially released. It is the first, this is the gold package of RC1. We are getting close to the official 3.0.0 Olympus. So what does the Release Candidate mean? Well, first of all, it's really good to know that the betas are over because it was an 11-month beta cycle. In fact, everything has been taking a very long time here with getting PHPBB3 out the door, which hopefully means that the release will be a great release, that there's going to be a lot of great stuff in PHPBB3, and I think it will be worth the wait, although it has been a very long wait because this thing got started 4.5 years ago. Fine, I'm going to stop rambling on and get to the point. Release Candidate 1 is out, and what that means is that PHPBB3 is now considered fairly stable. Fairly stable. Release Candidate means that if there are no more bugs or problems, then this will be the version that is released as 3.0.0 final. Now, that does not mean that it will be 3.0.0 final, because there could be another release candidate if there turns out to be bugs or problems. And looking at the bug tracker and at CVS check-ins, there are some more bugs and problems, and the development team has been quickly fixing bugs and problems, and so I think it's fairly likely there will be a second release candidate before we go to final. But it is good because that means we are a lot closer. The release candidate cycle, I guarantee, will not take 11 months, and I bet you by the end of 2007 we will be having 3.0.0 final released. And it's going to be really exciting, and it's going to be great for PHPBB. We got the new version out. But let's talk about Release Candidate 1. So, with Release Candidate 1, Pro Silver, the real blue Pro Silver you see on Area 51, is now part of the official release, along with Sub Silver 2. So now you don't have to go into CVS to download it on CVS to be able to try out the new theme, which means many people will get to test out the new theme, report bugs, and it's going to be, which means they'll get more exposure. Unfortunately, it may mean that people might start ripping it off for use on other sites, but you really can't do much about it. It's still really cool. It's a big wow, and it will be the theme that you see in 3.0.0. There are a number of other bug fixes, many other bug fixes, and I'm actually not going to go through them all. You can go on to the announcement here to see the bug statistics between Beta 5 and now. And there's a big fat list there, which you can take a look at. In terms of support, with Release Candidate 1, the PHPBB teams are now offering full support for PHPBB3. However, they are not giving support for certain installation types, which means if you did any kind of updates from the PHPBB3 betas to PHPBB3 RC1, they will not support it. They are not giving support for the beta versions anymore because numerous bugs have been fixed. They provide the database update from the beta versions to RC1 if you really feel like you want to do it, but they will not be supporting it. You should not have been doing the betas on a live environment all along. Now is the time to be installing PHPBB3 in a live environment because it is fairly stable. There will not be any more major changes to the code base. At this point, it's really getting down to the wire of bug fixes and other problems being fixed right now, maybe security issues if necessary. Conversions from 2.0.x to PHPBB3 beta versions. The converter from PHPBB2 to PHPBB3 was made available during the betas, during like beta 4, beta 5, and so it was possible to convert from PHPBB2 to PHPBB3. But if you did, it is not supported. It was there for testing the converter. It was not there to officially convert your 2.0 or to 3.0 at the time. You can now convert PHPBB2 to RC1, and it will be fully supported. They will give support for all those kinds of types, including updates from RC1 to any newer version, which is not relevant at the time, but that, what that means is if you install RC1 now and then you update to 3.0.0 or any future version, it will be supported when that time comes around. But essentially, if you do anything with the betas whatsoever, they will not be supported at all. You should uninstall it and install PHP BB3 Release Candidate 1 brand new. Do not convert from the old betas because that will not be supported. And that's the same structure that's going to remain in place when 3.0.0 is released. And quite frankly, that also means that once the next version of PHP BB3 comes out, be it 3.0.0 or Release Candidate, then RC1 will not be supported, and they're going to be, as they do with PHP BB2, they're going to be supporting the latest version. You cannot, for example, get support on PHP BB2.0.21. You have to get support. You have to update it to PHP BB2.0.22 to get support for it, although they will help you with updating it. And it's going to be the same for PHP BB3. So I highly recommend now is the time to install PHP BB3 RC1. There may be a couple of problems remaining. That's why it's not 3.0.0 yet, but most of the problems have been fixed. Remember, this thing has been bug tested. The bug tracker has been open now for 14 months. There have been numerous bugs fixed. It's really stable now, and I highly recommend you take a look, and if you have been waiting to install it and you are just so anxious, now is the time to install it for your boards. And you can get support and updates available from now into the future of PHP BB3. But then what if you want to learn about what PHP BB3 does? The support section has been highly expanded now with information for the new versions of PHP BB3. And this was not really announced to the public, but it's been kind of quiet, kind of behind the scenes. But you can now get all of the documentation for PHP BB3 and PHP BB2 under the new documentation section of the support area. There is a link in the chat room, which you can take a look, phpbb.com/support/documentation. And so all the information is there. There's a quick start guide in the documentation for Olympus. There's an upgrade guide in great detail for using the administration panel, moderator guides, the user guide is there, so if there's a user and you want to learn how to use PHP BB3, it's there, and a glossary. It's all complete. Again, there may still be changes as more bugs come in and people submit bugs to the documentation portion of the bug tracker, but it's a fairly detailed documentation for Olympus. It is now there, so you can now learn how to use PHP BB3. And even better, this was never announced by the teams, but this is really cool. There used to be Flash tutorials for PHP BB2, and they're still there, which were made by Demo a few years ago. But there are now new Flash tutorials for PHP BB3.0 available. The link to that is phpbb.com/support/tutorials/3.0. And again, a link is in the chat room. And so they got a number of Flash tutorials. It's not comprehensive, but you see these Flash tutorials, they're step-by-step, so you can see how to do various tasks, especially in the administration area. So you can learn how to add a moderator, manage attachments, backup and restore, add custom BB codes, custom user groups, custom profile fields, managing forums, mass email, managing ranks, reporting reasons, user security, and word censoring. All of these, and perhaps more in the future, but these 12 are where they're beginning with. And you can check them out for free from the link, and it's in the Flash tutorials under the support tab on phpbb.com. Definitely a great way to learn some of the most important things you can do in the back-end administration panel of 3.0. But then moving on, so we are happy-go-lucky. We're applauding PHPBB teams for their release of PHPBB3. Time now to start the wag of the finger. Because this past Wednesday, May 23rd, SHS announced something called JobCoin integration. In fact, let me see if I can find it. Yes, phpbb.com bringing hot web development jobs via JobCoin. what the heck is this? So it's, and I'm going to try to explain it because I should just intentionally made it kind of unclear. He wrote, with PHPBB.com's median demographic of internet technology aware users in the age group of 18 to 40, we're pleased to announce the launch of the JobCoin.com hosted PHPBB.com jobs board, which will aggregate PHP, MySQL, XHTML, plus CSS, and other related technology jobs for PHPBB.com's passive job seekers. For prospective employers, posting to the JobCoin network will help you reach the broadest possible set of potential candidates for your job, as you'll be targeting them via sites they already visit, which is such as PHPBB.com. Cheers. So I was confused. What the heck is this? First of all, the first thing I thought is this like some kind of new way for PHPBB teams to recruit new team members for them? Does it have anything to do with PHPBB teams? Uh-uh. It's absolutely nothing to do with that. What it is a way for the teams to make money. That's it. The so-called PHPBB.com jobs board, you can see at phpbb.jobcoin.com, and it looks like the PHPBB website, and all it really is it lists a bunch of jobs. But let's go back into really what JobCoin is. If you go to JobCoin.com, you can see it's a thing for website publishers and employers, where employers can post a job that they want filled, $99 per post for them, and they will target the jobs to millions of seekers on websites that people visit. So all the websites that are participating in JobCoin, the relevant jobs will be posted there, and people can find out about them. And then website publishers who add what's called a free job board widget to their site can then have jobs targeted to visitors, and they will get paid as visitors apply. What's this mean in layman's terms? This is something very similar to websites like Bidvertiser or Text Link Ads or Google AdSense. It's essentially really what it is. It's not exactly advertising that's target-based, even though there already is AdSense on phpbb.com, if you've noticed. They do a lot of advertisements, partially to help pay for their servers, which are donated by OSU OSL, and to pay for other regular expenses that they incur. But what this really is you will see now on various pages a little green box from the so-called phpbb.com jobs board, and that will list a job that someone wants to fill. And if you go to the full page at phpbb.jobcoin.com, you can then see a whole list of PHP, web developer, etc. Positions that are open that these various companies are looking for. In fact, there are a couple near my area here in California. And so you can sign up. There's actually Facebook's looking for a phpbb internals engineer and a performance engineer as an example. And so anyone who's interested can click on there and apply. And if they do, then phpbb.com will get money. But what this is, it's just an advertisement. It's another advertisement which is now being posted right in the smack dab middle of the forums. And it's not being advertised to the phpbb.com user by SHS as an advertisement. Indeed, it is an advertisement, but it was not being it's being sort of hidden as a legitimate thing. That's really all it is. It's a way for PHPB folks to advertise. And so if you want a job, you can take a look there and help phpbb.com. But really, it's kind of kind of unimportant for the rest of us who just want to use PHPBB because it's easy for us. And I don't know what to think about this. I think it's kind of just a little bit sneaky that they're sticking in this way here. Oh, you can get a job. You can get a job. And it's like, okay, money, 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 money. And I think they get enough money already, quite frankly. But they're going to be doing this now, PHPBB jobs board, so you can see advertisements for PHPBB development opportunities at Yahoo. And there you go. So that's really what is behind the whole JobCoin.com announcement, because it is kind of confusing what it really is. That's really all it is, just getting phpbb.com some money, and people who are visiting can learn about jobs that are available. Good thing, bad thing, I'll let you decide. I'm not too thrilled with it myself, but it does have its good points, and some people could find it beneficial to themselves. I don't know. The month of May in PHPBB.com news. There's a lot of news this month. PHPBB3 release candidate 1 is out. Really excited. I'm looking forward to being able to take it really to the streets this week or next week, because summer is on its way, which means I will have a lot more free time on my hands. And so you can certainly find out, learn about more about RC1 in future episodes of PHPBB Weekly, and that'll be coming out over the next couple of episodes. Moving on to the mod of the week. The mod of the week this week is called IP Unmasker. It is written by Tara Frost, who is a mod team member, and this is a very interesting, clever, and could possibly be a useful mod. It's the kind that helps to deal with people who are spammers, baby. What it means is that everyone that goes on the internet that has a predetermined IP address, which consists of four selected numbers between each number is between 0 and 255, and that's your little number. So I don't know what my IP address is, but I'm not going to give it out right now because that's kind of inviting spyware, etc. But yes, you have one. If you're using the internet, you have your own IP address. All websites have an IP address, which are hidden by its domain name. And it's really one of the things that power the internet. But it is possible to mask your IP address as something else. And this is used often by people who spam, or people who would normally be blocked by their real IP address. They use a masked IP address to give them a different one. People who use proxies to visit a site are given a masked IP address with their proxy, and can often be used to spam without being traced back. So what this mod does, is called IP Unmasker, is that it actually uses various methods to determine someone's real IP address instead of their masked IP address. So it'll use different methods to check what their real IP address is, and then determine what the IP address they're broadcasting is. And if they're different, and that means that the user is masking their real IP address, and that means they might not be up to no good. They might be up to no good, might not. And so what this means then is that they are masking. They could be doing something wrong, so this mod will block those people from viewing the forum. Spammers often mask their IP address so that it appears to be something legitimate when it really is an illegitimate IP address, is known to be illegitimate. So what IP Unmasker will do, it will block them if it determines that their real IP address is different from their masked one. There are a number of settings, including ways to whether or not they should be blocked, ways to find out what their real IP address is. It does make use of the MySQL server, and it is a very handy tool to use. There is a chance that it could lock out legitimate users, like people who have to use proxies for coming in, or et cetera. But that's the risk you take whenever you do anything to block spammers. So use your own judgment if you want to use this or not. But you can find out more by viewing the mod of the week on phpbb.com. It is phpbb.com/community/viewtopic.php. T=437712. You can check it out there, download it. It is tested on the latest PHPBP version, and you can download the IP Unmasker by Tara Frost. That is the mod of the week. Style of the week. Wait a minute, I opened this twice. Hold on. Here we go. Style of the week is Aluminoid. It is by S. Brunkow. It is from the PHPBB.com styles database. And the way they describe it as a style that looks like the macOS 10 metal interface. It is, and they include a Photoshop style for the logo. This was their first style. And because it's come from PHPBB.com and they still haven't gotten their styles demo working yet, so I'm going to try to look at sort of a small screenshot that they have on here. Although, in my opinion, it doesn't look quite like the Mac OS X Metal interface, mostly because I use the Mac OS X Metal interface personally. But it is a highly gray-ified theme. It looks pretty good, pretty professional, actually. It is based on the template of Subsilver. And so if you'd like to check that out, you can find it on phpbb.com style database. phpbb.com/community/viewtopic.php (2865956). I'm so sorry. 286956. Aluminoid by S. Brunk OW. I guess I pronounced that right. And that is the style of the week. And so that will wrap this about do it for PHP DB Weekly today, episode number 17. I'd like to remind you to visit our website at phpdbweekly.net. That is the website for this episode, where you can check out this episode, find show notes for this episode, links to everything I've talked about, all the announcements I said today. You will find that there, but within today, the rest of the weekend. Check out our past episodes, find out when the upcoming episodes are, what's going to be discussed, leave comments. Feel free to do that on phpbbweekly.net. If you're unable to listen live on PHPBB Weekly, but you want to submit something to be discussed, or if you have a question about PHPBB to answer, you can submit your questions from phpbbweekly.net, and I will answer them on the air, hopefully. Feel free to do that anytime, and I will try to get them on the next show. The next episode will be next Saturday, June 2nd, at the same time, noon Eastern Daylight Time, or 1600 UTC. If you'd like to join in here on TalkShoe, feel free to do so. And I really enjoy having people join in. We had PhonicsMonkey3 show up in the chat room today. No one else came in. I don't know if you want to say anything. If you do, this is the last chance to say anything for the show. But I do want to thank you for participating. If you were listening live on the TalkShoe.com website, thank you for listening. I don't know who you are, but you listen live anyway, and I appreciate it. Or if you're downloading this later on during the week on TalkShoe or the website or on iTunes, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. So I am Douglas Bell, Webmaster87 in the chat room, Fountain of Apples on phpbb.com. Thanks again for listening to another great episode of PHPBB Weekly, and I will see you next week. Goodbye.